Drew, how you doing today?
I am doing great, fellas. How about you guys?
Doing very well, thanks. 2-0 so far in the preseason. I know it doesn't mean much, but what have you seen from this club so far?
You know, I think we've kind of seen what we expected to see. And I think, you know, offensively this team has been able to do everything that we've expected from the offense. But I think one of the more impressive things we've seen so far is from the defense, and that was a big question mark coming into this season was, you know, did the defense improve off of what they did last year? And everybody knows that in order for Denver to go out and probably be a Super Bowl contender or to actually even win it this year, they were going to have to improve on the defensive side of the ball. And I think from what we've seen so far, especially last Sunday against San Francisco, I thought a lot of guys did a lot of good things defensively, and they were playing really without a couple of their main guys and Von Miller and Chris Harris not in the lineup. So I think from what we've seen so far, the new additions to the defense have all played pretty well, and everything's looking good so far.
Drew, I've got to admit, I've got a lot more questions about the Broncos going into this season than I did last year. I mean, Peyton Manning, when he first came, showed that he wasn't done, but now he's 2 years older. There's some age creeping into key positions, and also, you know, no Sean Moreno's gone, Eric Decker's gone, Wes Welker may have lost a step. Am I overstating here, or are there legitimate questions about particularly the offense?
You know, I think a lot of people kind of are on the same page as you are with it. A lot of people look at especially the loss of Eric Decker, and they think that that could be something that could really hurt this team down the road. But based on what we've seen so far in camp, when he's been healthy, Emmanuel Sanders is the guy that was basically brought in to kind of replace Eric Decker as the wide receiver there. It's kind of the second wide receiver behind Demaryius Thomas. And when he's been healthy, Emmanuel Sanders has looked really good. Now, right now, he's kind of fighting some leg injuries. It's kind of kept him in and out of training camp and practice so far the last couple of weeks. But, you know, when he's been in the lineup, he's looked really good. And, you know, they got so many options on this team. You know, you lose no Sean Moreno, but you've got a guy like Monte Ball now who's got a year of experience under his belt, and he steadily looked like a better running back there. And truth be told, I actually think he's a better option back there than no Sean Moreno. He's more of a banger. He's kind of learned how to run in that offense, be one of those kind of one-cut-and-go type of guys. So I think there's legitimate concerns with it, but I think they're a little bit overstated. I think this offense is fully capable of being just as good as they were last year. Now obviously they're probably not going to put up the astronomical numbers they did points wise, and you know, Peyton Manning may not have the same type of year that he had last year. But make no mistake, Peyton Manning, even though he's 2 years older now from when he first started with the Broncos, he looks as good, or actually I would almost say better than he did 2 years ago coming in, and he shows no signs of slowing down or even looking towards retirement whatsoever.
Yeah, that's really impressive. I've long admired Manning's work, as have a lot of people, but you know, it happens to the best of them, right? Sometimes the guy just all of a sudden the wheels fall off, he hits that wall, and he can't play anymore. Now, if we're not seeing that from Manning right now, that's obviously big-time news for Denver. But he's also facing, aside from the challenges we've touched on, what looks to me like a tougher schedule. How do you see that stacking up in terms of production?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the biggest question, especially when you look at the fact that they have to play the entire NFC West this year. And the NFC West, based off of what they did last year, I mean, that was by far the best division in football. You had Arizona out there that was the best team in the NFL to not make the playoffs last season. And I think Arizona is better this year than they were last year. Obviously, we know what San Francisco and Seattle can do. And St. Louis is a much improved team. So that part of the schedule, I look at it, is really difficult, especially when you look at it that Denver has to play Seattle, Arizona, and San Francisco all within the first 7 weeks of the season. Not to mention the fact they open up a season with Indianapolis. You got to play San Diego, who I think may be the one team that could challenge Denver a little bit, that AFC West. And like I said, I say a little bit. I don't think there's much of a challenge from the Chargers, but I think they're that one team you have to look out for. But then you got to play at New England as well. So I think if Denver can get through that first stretch of the season, those first 9 weeks, I think they're going to be okay. Now, I know last year they finished 13-3. I don't see them repeating that this year, even though I know some have come out and said that they could even be better than that this year. I don't see that. I think they're going to regress a little bit schedule-wise, but I still think they're going to be one of those teams that's going to win probably 11, 12 games this season and still be looking good going into the postseason.
Drew Spivak joins us here from ESPN Denver. Sticking with the offense for a sec here, Drew, the offensive line, I know they had some losses there. How deep's that offensive line right now?
Right now it looks good. You know, you get Ryan Clady back, who had the Liz Frank injury last season that really kept him out. And that was a huge loss because Ryan Clady, I think, is well-regarded as one of the best, if not the best, left tackle in football. And you got to have that guy playing on the left side there, especially with a veteran quarterback like Peyton Manning, you know, behind center there. So you got to have a guy like Ryan Clady. And they were able to move Orlando Franklin back to left guard where he's more comfortable, and I think he's better suited to play. You know, Chris Clark was kind of that surprise guy last season that really showed up and played pretty well. You got him on that on the offensive line there. So I think offensive line-wise, I think this team looks good. Now, I think you might be able to question some of the depth because you've got a rookie like Michael Schofield who's going to come in. He's going to be a backup type guy. But I think depth could be an issue for that offensive line. Hopefully they don't have to run into those injury things, but I think that could be the one big issue. And I think we kind of saw that last year, especially in the Super Bowl when the Broncos were so banged up and going up against that physical front that the Seahawks had. I think that's what really cost the Broncos. So if they can get through it and maintain and be relatively injury-free, I think that offensive line is going to be okay.
Drew, you touched on the defense off the top, and I want to go back there. I just asked you if the offense might lose a little bit, and I think they probably will when everything's added up. But the fact is, despite losing a couple of big-name guys, it looks to me like this Bronco defense actually has a chance to be better. T.J. Ward comes in for the Browns for one. I think they could improve. Do you?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I think the T.J. Ward signing is going to be one of those that was really underrated the offseason. Everybody looked at the moves that Denver made, bringing in DeMarcus Ware and Aqib Talib and guys like that. But I think getting that physical, big, tough, mean, nasty safety in T.J. Ward that every team needs to be a physical type defense, I think that's going to be huge. And, you know, a lot of people I don't think really realized how good of a player T.J. Ward was, considering the fact that he played in Cleveland. The Browns were not very good, but if you watched any Browns games, you realize, hey, that defense was actually pretty good. It wasn't offensive, or it was the offensive struggle for Cleveland. They had a lot of good pieces on that defensive side of the football, but I think T.J. Ward's going to be huge, and they're going to get Chris Harris back, who's coming back after a torn ACL that he suffered late last season. That's, I think he's coming up on the six-month mark since he tore that ACL, and they expect him to be ready for week one. So you can line him up opposite of Aqib Talib at the other side of the field at cornerback. And not to mention DeMarcus Ware. He's come in, and he's looked like the DeMarcus Ware that we saw a couple years ago with Dallas, the guy that's healthy, that's motivated, that's out there to prove something. And you know, you're getting Von Miller back too, and Derek Wolfe, and I'm drawing a blank on his name, Kevin Fickerson that they lost late in the season last year. So when I look at this defense, I think this defense has a chance to be really good this year and really improve. And I think if they can get anywhere in the top 10 to 15 as far as total defense, this is going to be a very, very scary team to play against this season.
Drew Spivak joins us here from ESPN in Denver. Looking at that D, if there's any hole, is it middle linebacker? Is that a concern?
Yeah, I think it could be, and I think linebacker might be the one weak spot in this team, and I say that only now because of the injury to Danny Trevathan that he suffered last week. You know, and he's going to be out now 6 to 8 weeks with a knee injury. Now he's playing the weak side linebacker, but he turned into one of the better players in the NFL last season. So losing him is going to be kind of a tough thing. Now Nate Irving is the guy that's probably going to line up in middle linebacker most often. He had a decent season last year, but he wasn't anything that stands out. But when you look at it, if you look at kind of the other sides there, you got Von Miller, who's going to play on the strong side. Right now you've got Brandon Marshall, who's going to take over for Danny Trevathan at the weak side linebacker position. So I think that could be a challenge, but I think a lot of it's going to come down to Von Miller. Can Von Miller come back? And not only can he come back from the injury, but can he come back and not have all the off-the-field stuff that has really kind of slowed his career down and slowed down the superstar caliber player that he is. If he can get over that stuff and be a good player off the field, and so far it seems like he has. In fact, I think one of the big reasons that he has done that is DeMarcus Ware coming in. He's kind of been a mentor to Von Miller in more ways than one, both on and off the field, and I think that's really going to be key for him. So I look at Von Miller as a guy that if he can stay healthy and be a productive player both on and off the field, I think the linebacking corps can be okay. But I think defensively, that is probably the one area of concern for them is in that linebacker position.
Drew, in terms of game planning in general, are we going to see anything new in terms of wrinkles or approach by either the offense or the defense, or is it plug the new names into the places where they needed to be filled and just keep playing the same as last year?
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be, honestly. I think they're going to come in and they're really going to try and do a lot of the same things they did last year. I mean, we all know that this was a record-setting offense last season. Now, it'd almost be silly to expect them to come out and do the exact same things offensively last year, because what they were able to do was just almost unheard of. And so to expect them to be able to do the same things, I think, is unrealistic. But I think the one thing I look at it from this team that's going to be different this year is now I think if they want to have a little bit more of a balanced attack, if they want to run the ball a little bit more, I think they're going to have that option now, because no Sean Moreno, while yes, he had a good year last year, I don't think he was the better of the running backs on the roster. Obviously, they lost C.J. Anderson early in the season last year, and I think he's a guy that can come in and be a nice, suitable backup behind Monte Ball. But I think they're really going to try and rely a lot on Monte Ball this year to provide some more balance on that offense. And I think he's a guy that's more than capable to be able to come in and do some really good things on there, and you don't have to rely on Peyton Manning as much. Because I think that's one of the thing that's kind of hurt this team the last couple of years in the playoffs is that they solely relied on Peyton Manning. They said, well, we've got number 18 back there. Let's go and let's make sure that he's going to be able to do everything. And that's just not possible, especially when you have to play a bit against those big physical defenses that know you want to throw the football all the time. You've got to be able to have a balanced running attack. So I think that might be the one thing that you see from Denver this year that might be a little different in the past.
Drew, put you on the spot as we tend to do here. Given the schedule, given all we've discussed, what would be your projection for the Broncos? Do they win a dozen games, 13 this year? What's your number?
My number, I've got to go. I think I'm going to go with 11-5. I think that, like I said earlier, that first nine-game stretch there is really difficult. But I think if they can come out, especially in those first four games with Indianapolis, Kansas City, Seattle, and Arizona, if they can come out of that stretch 3-1, then I think there's a chance that they could win 12, maybe 13 games. But if they come out of that, 2-2, or even worst case scenario, 1-3, then I think you could be looking at maybe a 10 or 11 win season. But overall, I'm going to go with probably 11 wins for this team. I still think they're going to win the AFC West without much of a challenge from San Diego and Kansas City. Obviously, Oakland is mostly irrelevant at this point. But I think this team is a good team. And when I look at it across the AFC landscape, I still think this Denver team is the best team in the AFC. Obviously, New England got a little bit better. I think Indianapolis is a better team this year, but far away, I think Denver is the best team in the AFC, so I fully expect them to go 11-5 this year and come out of the AFC as AFC champions again.
Great stuff. Drew Spivak from ESPN in Denver. Drew, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.